Well, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth does indeed adore him. What a mighty, mighty, mighty God we serve. Well, I am excited to be here on the prayer line with you because the God we serve is worthy to be praised. How about this? I don't think he's worthy. I know that he's worthy. I know that according to the word of God, heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will abide forever. And I know that there's ever been a time where we needed to pray and hold on to the horns of the altar. The time is now. The Bible declares that men ought always to pray and to faint not. Isn't that what he said? So you got to know how to develop a relationship of intercession and prayer. Not something you just do in trouble, not something you do when you're going through, but it got to be something that you do on a daily basis where you are praying, being sober, being vigilant. Why? You got an adversary out there. It's amazing. You take a break, but the devil don't take a break. You get weary, but he don't get weary. You get tired, but he don't get tired. He's always looking for a way, an opportunity to tap into you, to find you. That's why the Bible declares, give no place to the devil. Why? Because like the old folks said, if you let him ride, guess what? He gonna want to drive. He's always looking for an opportunity to get you. And that's why we got to get in prayer. And I know we're normally on here for about 30 minutes, but I just want us to really tap in and to go after this monkey because I need your help. What do you mean, Prophet Khan? I need your help. I need your support. I need some backing in the spirit. You know, one can chase 1,000. But last time I read my Bible, he said that two can chase how many? 10,000. That's exactly correct. So I need your backup in the spirit. Ah! Malamo sikele mandalakia. I need your backup. I need your backup. I need your reinforcement because the enemy is busy. Yes, he is. Oh, I don't think he busy. I know he busy. Halaba shatola la mandalakia. And I know that he's after something. But guess what? I know that greater is he, 1 John 4:4, is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And I know that Romans 8:31 say, if God be for us, who can be against us? Well, we're going to pray. We're going to believe God for breakthrough, for turnaround, for change. Like I say, we're going to target these things. We're not going to play with him. We're not going to be going all around it. We're going to hit this pinata in the spirit because we are surrounded in this world by infidels, unbelievers. That's what the Bible declares. We are surrounded by that. And we are in Satan's territory because he is the prince of the power of the air. He's the God of this world. And if the plan and purpose of God for my life is going to happen, it got to be reinforced in prayer. Now notice, the devil fights two things, your word life and your prayer life. That's what he fights. He don't want you to pray and he don't want you to get in the word. Why doesn't he want you to get in the word? Because the only thing that gives your prayer power is when you pray his will. For this is the confidence that we have, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Well, what is his will? It's the word of God. If I want to know what God's plan is for my life, I read it in that word. I attach my faith to that word and declare that there shall be a manifestation, a breakthrough, and a miracle in my life. We're getting ready to pray. We're about to touch God, and we're going to see results all this week. Call your mama. Call your daddy. Call your sisters and brothers. Call your auntie, your pappy, and your slap happy daddy. Call them all and tell them they need to get on this prayer call. That's right. Lottie, Dottie, everybody, Paul and all of y'all need to get here on this prayer call because we're going to see results all this week. There's going to be so many testimonies, so many breakthroughs, so many changes. The Lord spoke to me about that Amtrak thing on Thursday, but I prophesied it on Friday. And God gave us a word on Sunday in church that things are going to begin to happen quick. Well, we got a word on it. And if that's the word of the Lord, we need to enforce that. We need to declare that. Prophecy is not something you shout over. It's something you pray over. You pray over your prophecy. You enforce it. You command it. You decree a thing. And you legislate it in the spirit and know that it shall be established. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Open your mouth right now, right where you are, and begin to bless your God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we love you. Father, we adore you. We give you the praise, the honor. My God, majesty, worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise. Oh, majesty, kingdom authority, flow from his throne unto his own. His anthem reign. Oh, we bless you. We honor you today. We give you the glory. We exalt you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. Oh, yes, that mercy that's new every morning, that faithfulness. Oh, I thank you for it. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. It is your compassion that faileth not. Oh, I thank you today for loving me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for delivering me. Thank you for redeeming me. Thank you for purchasing me with the blood of Calvary's cross. I thank you for coming and getting me and not leaving me where I was. Thank you for allowing me to be born in a country, in the land of the free, the home of the brave. Oh, I give you praise that I was born not in a third world country, but I was born somewhere. Hallelujah. Well, I'm not somewhere worshiping idols, but I thank you that I was introduced to the true and the living God. Oh, that's something I want to thank you for. Thank you for a godly mother. Thank you for a sanctified mother who brought me up in the admonition of the Lord. I thank you for that. Thank you for clothes on my back. Thank you for shoes on my feet. Thank you for food on my table. Thank you for meat in the refrigerator. Thank you for water that comes through my faucet. Thank you for a toilet. Thank you for a bathroom. Thank you for a sink. Thank you that I don't have to go to the bathroom in an outhouse. Thank you that I don't have to bathe outside. Oh, I give you the praise. Hallelujah for every hair on my head. Thank you for shampoo. Thank you for conditioner. Thank you for soap. Thank you for dish detergent. Thank you for laundry powder. Thank you today. Thank you. Thank you for toothpaste. Thank you for a toothbrush. Thank you for the ability to be able to brush my own teeth. Nobody had to do it for me. I was able to comb my own hair. Nobody had to do it for me. Thank you that I was able to put on my own clothes. Thank you that I'm able to breathe. Thank you that I can swallow. Thank you that I can cry. Thank you that I have spit. Thank you that I can feel. Thank you that I'm not paralyzed. Thank you. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All the days of my life, I got a reason to bless you. You've been faithful. You've been kind. Thank you for air to breathe. Thank you, hallelujah, that I'm able to urinate. Didn't nobody have to help me urinate? Didn't nobody have to help me go to the bathroom? Oh, I bless your name today. Oh, I give you the glory for a roof over my head. Thank you. Hale mandolobo mikandili obasia hielaba sheke hielalobo shanda. Thank you for clothes on my back. Thank you again, hallelujah, that I got a car that gets me where I gotta go. Thank you for a roof over my head. Thank you for a bed. Thank you for a mattress. Thank you for a couch, for a sofa. Somebody sleeping on the floor. Somebody's in a blow up bed. Thank you for a box spring mattress. Thank you. Thank you for cabinets. Thank you for seasoning. Thank you for food. I give you the glory. I give you the thanks. I take nothing for granted. I thank you for fingers. I thank you for toes. Somebody lost their toe today. Somebody lost their fingers today. Oh, but I have all five of mine on each hand. I got all five of mine on each foot. Thank you for balance. Thank you that I'm not in a wheelchair. Thank you that I can walk. Thank you that I can talk. Thank you that I got a tongue. Oh, bless your name today. I want you to know how appreciative I am. Hallelujah for your goodness. Thank you for a job. Thank you, my Chevy, Hele my Condolobosita. Thank you for children. Thank you for nieces. Thank you for nephews. Thank you for a grandmother, a mother, a father. I give you the glory. I give the honor. I give you the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you for a mind to serve you. Thank you for not leaving me in sin. Thank you for coming and getting me. I didn't choose you, but you chose me. And what can I say but thank you? A million thanks. From the fruit of my lips, my life, bakusha, ha, yenkeme, inkananamosa, hilamoshata, hey, masha, I give you the fruit of my lips, and I thank you. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? Oh God, I'll drink of the cup of salvation. I bless you today. I honor you today. You are the King immortal. You are the King invisible. You are the Lamb who sits on the throne. To you be all glory, blessings, honor, majesty, increase, and favor. You're worthy. You're awesome. You're my King. You're my Redeemer. You're my way maker. You're my miracle waker. You're my sustainer. You're the one who woke me up. You're the one who lays me down. It's you that gave me the right to the tree of life. And for that, I give you the praise. For that, I give you the glory. For that, I give you the honor. In the name of Jesus. Orobo shike. Yembebebebe kikala. Indololobo shata. Halama Sunday. Yebe kobo sibaka. Oh, y'all, don't take things for granted. Every time you get a chance, you should thank him. Don't take it for granted. Thank him for everything. Thank him for breath. Thank him for life. My God, I thank him that I don't live in a country where bombs are flying over my head. Thank him. Thank him that that wasn't you who died in that train crash. Thank him. That wasn't your mall that got bombed up in Ukraine. You have a reason to thank him. You don't have a reason to have an attitude. You got a reason to be thankful. Now let's pray against attacks. I have been getting attacked. Some of you have been being attacked. But let's stop it. You can stop it. How you stop it, Brother Khan? In prayer and praying fervently. Don't play with this monkey, because he ain't playing. I'm sick of him. Amen. He's attacking us because we have an assignment in the kingdom. There's something we've been called Oba Shatiaba. There's something we've been called to do. That's why he's attacking you. He wouldn't attack you if you wasn't a threat. He's attacking you because you are somebody in the kingdom. But raise your right hand, say in the name of Jesus. Every attack against my life, against my family, against my finances, I stop it now. I terminate now, now, now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, every domestic attack, every attack on the inside and every attack on the outside, any attack within and without, on the account of the blood, I terminate every attack. I cancel every attack against my son, against my daughter, against my mother and father, my husband, my wife, my children. Every attack against my family, against KCC, against my business, my ministry. Every attack against Jacksonville, Houston, and Charlotte, KCC. I cancel it. Every distraction, all family wickedness, any wickedness, all background demons and wickedness that have been sent to stop me, to hinder me, to frustrate me, to buffet me, to harass me. I exterminate every attack, every internal attack, every external attack within and without, every domestic attack, foreign and domestic, at home and abroad, within and without. I terminate every attack, every demonic scheduled attack, every attack that is on the calendar of my destiny, the calendar of my job, the calendar of my children, the calendar of KCC, every attack that is coming against us for convocation, I cancel it. Every demonic scheduled attack, every time sensitive attack, I interrupt every demonic force. every ungodly force, I turn back every demonic army, every demonic garrison, all demonic concentration against my mind, against my money, against my children, against my family, against my future. Every attack, I cancel you, I abort you, I stop you, I block you. Any force of darkness that has been sent, that has been released to orchestrate an attack, every attack that wants to come through family emergency, every attack of pain, every attack of death, torment, torture, harassment, I cancel it, I destroy it, I uproot it, I overturn every attack, I block every attack, whatever you are doing to cease my destiny, every attack against my family, every attack against KCC, I cancel it, I destroy it, I abort it, I interrupt it, I dismantle it. Every attack against our membership, against the growth of KCC, against our health, against our finances, against our mind, against our sons and daughters, every attack against my progression, against my next level, by the blood, on the account of the blood, by the power of Calvary, by what Jesus did at Calvary, I cancel it, 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 I cancel every attack, every unnecessary attack, every attack of frustration, every attack of hindrance, every hindrance against my money, against my future, against my growth, against my family, against my wife, my daughter, my husband, my sons, I cancel every attack in the name of Jesus. You stay in prayer and you cancel every attack. Every attack be canceled. Second prayer we're praying. We are enforcing the release and the manifestation. We're in the minute of a teaching on manifestation and what faith does. We are enforcing the release of everything that belongs to us. Raise your hand. Say in the name of Jesus. By divine authority, I enforce the release of everything that belongs to me. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Any resistance be broken. Any resistance be broken. All barriers be removed. All barriers, all gates, all walls that is hindering my release, I command you to be broken. I command the release of miracles, a release of signs, a release of wonders and breakthroughs. And I command the recovery of all good things, everything that belongs to me. I command every blessing that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow to be released unto me now. Every blessing that has been stripped from me, I command the recovery. Every enemy, every witch, every warlock, every liar that's been assigned to strip me of any blessing with my name, with the name of KCC, with the name of my leader, Bishop Gates, with the name of Brian Karn, with the name of anything that belongs to me, I deploy the fire of God. I release the fire of God on any devil who is holding my blessing. And I command you, release it, release it, release it. I command the release of everything that's mine. I command the release of every breakthrough. I command the release of everything that belongs to me. I command a divine release, a supernatural release. I command the release, and there will be no delay. There will be no holdback. There will be no deferment. There will be no resistance. I cancel all resistance. I break all resistance. I break the backbone of delay, and I command the release, 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 release of testimonies, release of breakthroughs, release of homes, release of cars. I command the release of money. All money that has been held up, all money that is needed for convocation, all money that is needed for my life, for my business, for my ministry, I command the release. I decree a release. I command the release. Release, release, release. Pray, pray, pray. Wherever you are, command the release. Command the release for your church. Command the release for your business. Command the release for your house. Command the release for your money. command it, command it, command it, command it in the name of Jesus. Kashate. Do not miss prayer this week. All, every time you get a chance today, command the release. Command the release all day. Command the release when you wake up in the morning. Command the release of increase. Declare that money is coming from every direction. Command the release and cancel attacks. Everybody you know, get them on the prayer line this week. Everybody you know, get them on the prayer line. Everybody you know, get them on the prayer line. Everybody you know, get them on the prayer line. I said everybody. Get them on the prayer line and tell them, there's you that need money, you that need some more extra money, you that need a release, get on the prayer line. There will be release over the next 7 days in your life like you've never seen before. Hey, Bashaka, Ikanda Basiko Lobo Shate. There's going to be release after release after release after release. Breakthrough after breakthrough. I command the release of testimonies. I command the release of miracles. Hey, while the anointing is flowing, I command you to sow right now a seed of $24.24 at $PBCJR. That's right. Do it now. I was just in Savannah. I prophesied and told a man about a business and told him what was going to happen for him. The next morning, when he woke up and checked his email, I told him God said approved. Guess what the email said the next morning? Approved. I'm telling you, things that have been on hold are being released now. Yee! Shandala makoda basikele limanda. Elobo shata. Ida da baba shandalele bekola mandili osia. Ino no moho shaka. Hey, 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 hey! There shall be a release. How about see? Not another year like this. Hey, not another week like this. Hey, not another season like this. Command the release of everything that belongs to you. Mukushaba, dollar, balebosa, dollar sign, PBCJR, $24.24. Do it now. We're sowing this seed in faith because we're going to have a release all this week. You can give it at the P.O. Box 11507. Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. You can give it at $ Kingdom City Culture. You can give it on the website, briancarn.com. Give it on the app, it don't matter. But everybody needs to sow this seed now. Masha, hey, Basiko. 30 of you are giving 124. I heard that, Lord. There's 30 people giving 124. Don't miss it. Ah, Malabasha. Ah, Ikandalabasotolebeshe. I said, don't miss one night of prayer this week. Not one night. Get your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother. Get them all on this line and tell them what's being released. There's going to be so many testimonies of checks in the mail. So many testimonies of breakthrough. So many testimonies of the release of lawsuits. Because supernatural speed is going to hit you over the next 2 weeks like you ain't never seen before. Orobo kulala baki vele banda la kikaso. Hey, 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 it shall be so. Do not miss one night of prayer. We're on here Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. We're on every night praying, calling on the name of the Lord, knowing that there shall be a manifestation. I see you tomorrow night in prayer. At 6 o'clock, don't you miss this. This is your season of release. Things are being released for you right now. I don't think it, I know it. Ah! Kalalabasha. So that $24.24 seed. 30 of you will give it 124. You can give it on PBCJR. That's $ or $ Kingdom City Culture. So now! Watch us being released. You cannot miss prayer. You've not been in prayer. You've held back. You ain't been tapping in like you want to. But we finna fight and get everything we need. You are blessed. More grace.